Well, thanks for that question. We continue to encourage you to send in your questions or comments to us here at Answers from the Book, and we'll give out those mailing addresses at the end of the program. So here's our next question. How do you feel about prayer being taken out of public schools? Now, this is not such an easy question to answer. I am saddened by the fact that Christian prayers and lessons were removed from our schools years ago. I can remember when I was in grade school that a lady would come to our class once a week and teach us Bible stories. I learned many of the familiar Bible stories through her. I can also remember prayers being said each morning at school, along with the Pledge of Allegiance. So I am saddened by these things being removed from our schools, but I don't like the alternatives either. Some had suggested that time be given for different religions to pray in school, giving all religions equal opportunity. I would never want my son or daughter to sit under someone praying to Allah or any other so-called God. I would never want my son or daughter to sit under someone praying that is involved in a cult. If the only way to have Christian prayer in school is to allow all religions in school, then I would prefer all prayers be taken out of schools. At times, schools offered students a time of silence to pray if they wanted to. I prefer this solution over allowing my child to be influenced by some false religion. It's true that no one can prevent you from praying. You may not be able to pray publicly, but how can you be stopped from praying silently to the Lord? 1 Thessalonians 5:17 instructs us to pray without ceasing. We should always be in a spirit of prayer wherever we are, and we don't need anyone's permission or approval for this. Prayer being removed from the schools is certainly an indication of the sad spiritual condition of our nation. Prayer has been taken out of schools, many public functions, many of the functions of our political leaders. In essence, the Lord has been taken out of these places. Prayer is really an acknowledgement of our dependence on the Lord, and we're living in a day where men do not see their need of the Lord. Now, while our government can remove prayer from many places, they cannot remove prayer from our homes. How about you? Do you have times of prayer with your family? Are you comfortable praying out loud with your children? Have your children heard you pray and feel that family prayer is normal in your home? And this is so important to the family. Our children benefit from the family praying together. I recently heard someone say, don't just pray for your children, pray with your children. Now, we often hear or read 2 Chronicles 7:14 and think of it as referring to our country. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Originally, this was speaking of the nation of Israel. And we can make application to ourselves by learning who God's people are. Is it America? No, it's the believers in America and every other country in the world. Ephesians 1:13-14 says, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. We, as believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, are a purchased possession of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are the Lord's people because we have been purchased with a price, and that price being the death of the Lord Jesus Christ for our sins. The words of the Lord to us, then, are to humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways, and then the Lord will bless us greatly, as we read in Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There is much wickedness in the world today. Rather than dwell on that, may we look at the wickedness in our own hearts, confess, and cease from our ways, and enjoy the benefits and blessings the Lord has in store for us. We need to be a praying people, whether at school, at home, or at work.